Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's a great update by you, sir. That was beautiful. And Serta is doing deep dive investigation on Richie Incognito. What in the world happened? How in God's name did he get in a fight at the funeral home? Anyway.
It's got to be a family member.
It has to be.
Apparently it was his father.
Lando Scantrick, I believe it's not.
Whoa.
I guess
you said on the radio.
It was his father's death is what I thought.
It was his father's death. But so Richie Incognito got in a fight at a funeral. He got in a fight at a funeral home, but he was there because of his father. His father passed away. We know the details of why he got in a fight.
Why did you ever correct him then?
Well, sir, we do that. That's what we said.
Oh, okay, I'll just make sure.
Then you came in here and slid in and said like he fought his dad. Good God.
Stand up, Dad.
Okay, hold on. Now you sound like Joe Biden that time when he was trying to force that person in that wheelchair. Hop up now. Come on. Stand up. Everybody stand up. Oh,
Mr. Vice President, he's a paraplegic.
My fault. I know Jay Binkley is somewhere choking and dying. When I first showed him that, Jay Binkley cried when I first showed him. Joe Biden, hey, hop up.
Paralyzed guy.
You right there. Stand up. Sir, I can't.
Everybody
this is where
stand
I am right here. This is where the good Lord has me right here. I don't care. Get up.
Somebody help him up.
Somebody stand him up.
Trying to act too proud to stand.
Come on now. You know what this is about. God, we're going right to hell with Pete. Coming up, Orlando Scandrick should have some interesting things. Real quick, what do you think some of the questions we're going to get from Orlando?
What's your favorite barbecue?
Oh, yes. What's your favorite barbecue? Have you had any yet? What made you wear 22?
I mean,
that's
not
just
everybody
my
is
question.
Obsessed
that's
with
just
it.
My question. Maybe is you that just my question? Why didn't it work out? I bet you, sir, that someone's going to make the mistake and ask the question, like, what was it like playing with Kendall Fuller, even though he never played with Kendall Fuller? Because Kendall Fuller had already been traded to the Chiefs.
How much did Kendall Fuller be in the Kansas City and bring you
like
here?
How much? I will buy lunch if no one says that.
You'll buy lunch for who?
You all. I will buy lunch if no one. I bet you someone's going to.
Did you notice that neither Serta nor I flinched when you said that? Because neither one of us believe you're going to buy lunch.
You say
it's just one of your flip remarks
you
that you make
me?
On the radio.
You saying I'm not good for buying meals for you guys? Are you kidding me? That's it. Now you can say a lot of things about me. I'm heavy. I breathe hard when I come up the middle of steps.
A lot.
I sweat a lot. My haircut is terrible. My stash grows is bad. Sometimes I do questionable parenting things. But saying that I won't pick up the tab or pay when I brought you guys those bagels to the kindness of my heart is wrong. I have picked it up. Now, I'm telling you, someone is going to make the mistake. Oh, Kendall Fuller. Yeah, he was.
He recruit you?
Did he bring you over? What was it like playing? Like, are you seeing anything different? Did Kendall Fuller come in here and make you? I never played with Kendall Fuller.
You recognize Sammy Watkins without the dreads? But,
I don't think he ever played with. Like, there was no. Sammy didn't play for the Washington.
Hope somebody calls him O.
Lando Scandrick. I wonder where Lando fits into the. Guys who would be caught late at curfew because they were at Magic City to strip club. I bet he is pissed he missed that trip. Missed that trip to Atlanta?
Or maybe that's the trip that sealed the deal.
Right there.
These boys get after it in KC. Have you ever been around a team more excited about a fourth cornerback signing?
Yes, they should be. He's better than Amerson.
No, he's not. What are you basing that off of?
from the last time I've seen him. Now, I will not say
that was like 3 years ago.
No, I saw him last year in Dallas. He was he's versatile. He can play corner.
I don't know, but I mean
corner and safety. But I think he's better than David Amerson.
I was reading up about him on Arrowhead Pride in a great piece done by the great Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride, and the Ass numbers plan. Say that he is worse than a lot worse than Stevie Nelson, a lot worse than Amerson, and obviously not even half the player that this Kendall Fuller is.
This is a good point. 816 Show says he always doesn't bet. Is this betting?
What's that?
Me picking up lunch? Is that betting?
No, because you don't get anything. Like
I don't want anything from it. Well, I'll just pick up lunch, anyway, so that does not count as a bet. That's a good call, 816. I thought that.
No, that's not betting. That's just you.
I'm stepping out on
show
faith.
Off how much money you got.
Listen, man, I can't hate it. Are you kidding? We've just teased these people.
Where is he?
Serta saying we can't find Orlando. It's
they can't
probably,
find him.
It's Pete's fault.
They're scouring
it's Pete's
the
fault.
Show and Burn from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
Right now, we are in a real, like, we need to really get, we need to get to the bottom of this right now. And I don't mean right now, but I mean right now. What the hell? We cannot find Orlando Scandrick. Have you been talking to Peter? What is Pete? Tell Pete to do something. We can't find Orlando Scandrick.
I mean, he, the Chiefs PR people are looking for him. They're trying to find him. Maybe he just wasn't feeling it ahead of his first day of practice.
We'll see. But in talking to the break, so you do believe that also not having him in the games Friday really is something that hurt this defense. Right.
Not having Orlando Scandrick out there.
Because you seem to be like, you're not ready to.
No, not having Reggie Ragland and Anthony Hitchens and Eric Berry and only having Justin Houston out there for one series. Not having Alan Bailey. I think that mattered a little bit more than Orlando Scandrick. Look, I don't think that even if you put Reggie Ragland and Anthony Hitchens and Justin Houston and Eric Berry and Alan Bailey, even if they're all out there on the field, none of them, in my mind, are game breakers. None of them are game-changing defenders. But it at least gets this defense to average. It's at least not one of the five worst. Because that defense that we've watched in the first two preseason games, that's lining up to be one of the five worst defenses in the NFL. And no, I don't believe that when you have your full complement of defenders on the field that you are as lost and void of talent as the defense has looked in these first two preseason games. That's why any sort of, because you opened up the show talking about, we told you this defense was going to suck, and we told you this, and we told you that Patrick Mahomes. Now, we were right about a lot of things, and I think we're going to be right about this team is predicated on its offense. They're going to have to outscore people. That defense isn't winning you a game this year. Patrick Mahomes and the offense are going to be the reason why you win 7, 8, or 9 games. But the defense, in my mind, isn't as bad as they've shown in the first two preseason games. I've just heard way too many people going, man, I'm really watching that Falcons game, and you know what? Yeah, I'm starting to get worried about the defense. Man, you can't take anything from that Falcons game.
Sure you can. I'm with you. I think you would be a fool to say that they wouldn't be better without Reggie Ragland, Tony Hitchens. Alan Bailey's questionable.
Justin Houston, Eric Berry.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. All right, I think they will be better than what they've shown, but
because there was no pass rush, and we already know the secondary is suspect, so I need something from these linebackers to try and help this suspect secondary.
The issue is with this defense, and the issue that we have stated that's going to be a problem is their pass rush and their corners. All right, and really, they were getting no pass rush.
There was none whatsoever. You'll get some.
Do you have, like, maybe this is where we differ, and I think a lot of people may see this. Like, I think for this defense to be average, like you're saying, like, remembering they were 28th last year.
And when I say average, I'm talking 15 to 22 in the league.
They were 28th last year. Like, I don't – I think Dee Ford and Justin Houston and Chris Jones and Tano Passanio have to be special to help their corners out.
Or can they be special up the middle, eliminate the run, and force the opposition third and long?
Yeah, but you know. Yeah, but that might be a positive thing for the team to throw. Listen, like, I have concerns about their pass rush, and I think they're legit. But, man, that you could say all you want to. David Amerson is not going anywhere. Steve Nelson's not going anywhere. They can just take advantage of – that wasn't Julio Jones out there getting them. That wasn't DeAndre Hopkins. Like, that's not changing. Those guys on the perimeter, the corners, that's going to be a problem. Eric Berry can't cover everybody. Eric Berry can't help both Steven Nelson and help David Amerson at the same time and help up there stop the run. And, like, he is amazing. And even if he is at the level, which we don't think he will be, as he was 2 years ago when I thought he could have been the defensive MVP, still he can't do it all. Like, that, I mean – they need the thing that helps corners and helps the secondary is an amazing pass rush. And I have concerns about the Chiefs having that. Those guys up front need to be special.
Okay, and you can have concerns. I'm not going to disagree because, look, Justin Houston isn't the 22-sack guy. I'm with you. Eric Berry isn't the defensive player of the year guy. I agree with all of that. It's just let's – just call them that.
When is it too early, though? Because I feel like you're saying like it's too early. When is it? When can you start to concern?
After the Chargers game.
Okay, so the first game.
Right, when it matters, when you have your full complement of players, or when we find out that Eric Berry's not playing in Week 1. You know, when something that isn't practice happens.
So, in your opinion, you think it's really almost silly to have concerns when we haven't seen.
You can prepare yourself for things. We can talk about how talent-wise and depth-wise this defense doesn't appear to have a playmaker. I think that's a legit concern. And again, this is coming from a guy that believes they're a 7-8 win ball club because the offense can't be responsible with basically a rookie under center. The offense can't be responsible to single-handedly win you every single game, and that's what it's going to be because, again, this is an average to below-average defense. I don't think it's an awful defense, and what we've witnessed the first 2 weeks of the preseason has been an awful defense. Bludgeoned by the run in Week 1, and then absolutely no pass rush, and whatever quarterback was under center for the Falcons was able to do what he wanted to that secondary.
Yeah, they'll be better. Mind you, like some of those were twos. Some of those guys will have to play. Which is also something that maybe you don't think you should really concern yourself with. I have some
concerns. I acknowledge the depth. No, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and it's just hard for me to see how you change what's going on the perimeter. And that's with rushing the passer and covering.
What you said to open up the show about nothing that happened against the Falcons on Friday should surprise anyone.
No, it wasn't shocking to me at all. Nothing was.
Right. So I don't feel as if you can have any true takeaway especially from the defensive side of things. Now, offensively, Mahomes, yeah, okay, maybe that encouraged you with his touch, his feel in the pocket, his ability to make not only the deep throw but also the short intermediate route that Alex thrived in those little dump-off pass. You know, there was plenty to be encouraged by with what you saw from Patrick Mahomes, but defensively, you need to take it for what it was, and that was just a practice without a lot of the big name guys.
Like, hold on, now. Don't confuse the fact that you don't have to. The fact that I wasn't surprised by anything that there shouldn't be concerned. Just because I wasn't surprised just means that I expected that to happen. Even though I expected that to happen, doesn't mean that I don't have concern. Because there were some starters missing that, as I said, acknowledge it would make them better. They will. There's no doubt they will be better. But there were some other spots, like they had. Those were the guys who's going to play on the outside at corner, and that's a problem. And we're hoping that Justin Houston is back. And I'm not even asking the 22-sack guy. Is this a guy who can consistently get pressure? Like, I hope that guy will help. But they need all the help they can get to help those corners.
But how long are you – okay, I mean, I don't know how much we really disagree on this, but how long can you be concerned about something until you just acknowledge that's how it's going to be? Right? Like, I'm not going to spend all season I'm concerned about this secondary. No, that's who they are.
Maybe that's where
they just brought in Orlando Scandrick, and you're celebrating it.
But maybe that's but you go to a point you're not concerned. Like, if you think this team has a chance to win,
I don't. I mean, they could fall ass backwards into 9-7. Right, because I think
so. That is going out the window the other day when you said the division's coming back to them, and you feel.
But 9-7 could have you falling ass backwards into the division title.
It could,
because a play here, play there turns a 7-9 team into a 9-7 ball club.
Let's try to stay on schedule. If Orlando Scandrick comes up,
too bad. I don't want to hear from him anymore. He's made me wait long enough.
Yeah, I'm about over it as well. Coming up, listen. This is This take, and I'm sure most of you will disagree with me, and I don't think it's even bad reason to, because Serta about jumped down my throat with confusion. But it's just something about this guy. I can't help it.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
We're back at it here on Show and Verb. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Peter Schrager reminded me of.
Who is Peter Schrager? Well, you say that like people know who the hell he is.
He's a champion for Pat Mahomes. He reminded me of when people tell me my son is smart. That's in about 5 minutes. So I was driving this morning, and I was thinking about the roster for some reason. I don't know how I got here.
Good Lord.
And, I'm going to preface this by saying I know that this is going to sound really
You'd say it. Dumb. Stupid. You're about to say stupid. Trust your first instinct.
And I don't know why I can't help it. It is hard for me to give up on DeAnthony Thomas. I don't know why. There's nothing that says that you should. He's not been productive.
Wait, who?
He's not been productive enough. DeAnthony Thomas. He broke his leg last year against Denver in the last game. For me, though, in the NFL, it is hard to find. It is not easy to find game breakers that as soon as they touch the ball, they can score. And when we're talking about the bottom of the roster, someone who could potentially help you in the kicking game, and someone who has big play threat ability like he did as he ran a kickoff back last year, it might have been preseason, as he had a huge touchdown score over 50 yards against the Steelers.
Currently on the team.
He is currently on the team.
Has he done anything in the preseason?
No, I don't even know if he's played.
Has he suited up?
No, I'm serious.
Is he coaching?
I don't know. I don't remember him playing. But I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking at the bottom of the roster, if we're talking about him with guys like Dieter and Kemp or something, there's something about him that is hard for me to just give up on DeAnthony Thomas. And I know none of it makes sense. But for some reason, if he were to go to another team and become a poor man's, I don't know. This is a reach.
Just don't do this.
Just
dial it
back. The guy played for the Vikings.
Percy Harvin.
If he gets somewhere, it becomes a poor man's Percy Harvin, where he helps a team in the kicking game and does trick plays and stuff to scare people.
What year would really piss
me off. I don't know why. I can't give up on DeAnthony Thomas. I don't know what it is. There's something about his big play ability that I just, I don't know why. I know that they have Tyreek and they have a lot. It is just something about him.
Good God. All right.
I don't know.
I don't know where to begin with this
it's stupid. It sounds stupid. There's nothing that says it. But there's something about.
You want Dexter McCluster back too?
No, I don't. But there's something about this. I don't know. It's something at the bottom of the roster that just says.
No, I would rather have an extra offensive lineman or defensive lineman or secondary personnel for that final spot on the roster. How in the world in your mind, you get a place with all the talent at Andy Reid's disposal. Are you thinking, you know who I want to get the ball to?
Dak. Listen, I'm not talking about him being a focal point of the offense.
No, I didn't say that. How do you get to a place where you go, you know who I want to touch the ball?
I don't. He's got a chance. Because when he's on the field, still people look at him.
Here we go.
Like, when he's on the field, I still people. Like, every time he used to come on the field, people were just like, okay, where is he? Where is he? I'm not saying he's Tyreek Hill or any of those things, but I'm just saying it is still difficult to find game breakers and guys as soon as they touch it.
Yeah, and you know what else? You know where else it's hard to find a game breaker? Wearing a number 13 jersey for the Chiefs because he's not one. I agree, it's difficult.
He probably
he's
won't
not
make
one.
The team. It's like my thing with Duffy. It's like with some people with Duffy where it's like he's a left-hander. He throws 90. I hope he doesn't find it with somebody else.
That's only 25?
Yes, he's a young guy. He still got it. Someone here, come on. Who else loves that? Who else just, it's nothing to explain, but who else just thinks, God, that might take one back?
Who else watched him at Oregon?
No one thinks that.
What do you mean no one thinks
that? No one thinks
so that. Just texted him right now, career. I like that too.
Yeah, coming out of Oregon when everybody called him the Black Mamba and Snoop Dogg was co-signing on him.
Why don't you cough
hey,
first?
Stop it.
Tell him to cough first before
he's
he comes
fine.
In.
No, he's making not. A good point. He's
not. I'm making. Sick. Stuffy.
I don't know, man. I know it does. I know it's silliness. I don't love him. It's just something about him that just says that.
Patrick Mahomes is thing of beauty. 70-yard bomb in the air. Friday night, there we go. This thing.
Release the Kraken.
Look at it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It is so good.
Peter.
So stupid.
Calm me down.
Oh, Peter, turn Peter. It up.
Jimmy. Okay, guys. This thing blew up Twitter. It was from a preseason game on a Friday night when there are a million other things to do in the summer.
Are you kidding me? Can you all get on Ron's case?
Here's what that reminded me of.
That's from the NFL Network, their morning show. That's one of the hosts, Peter Schrager.
Here's what when I hear that, because I get the question, and when you hear that, play that one more time.
Patrick Mahomes is thing of beauty, 70-yard bomb in the air, Friday night, there we go. This thing,
release the Kraken.
Look at it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It is so good.
Peter,
so stupid.
Calm me down.
Oh,
Peter, turn
Peter.
It up. Jimmy. Okay, guys. This thing blew up Twitter. It was from a preseason game on a Friday night when there are a million other things to do in the summer.
And then he called him like God's gift to football or
that's,
something.
And that's reserved only for Deshaun Watson, obviously. But when I hear that, I wonder how many Chiefs fans listened to that and got themselves fired up. Like, how many said, yeah! Like, I heard Fesco this morning saying, like, this is like finally someone in the national media with a flag up for, you know, a Chiefs player. And I wonder how many, like, people hear that and get themselves going. God. What it reminded me of, Vern, is, listen, I love my son. I love Little Show. And I think he is an intelligent kid. There will be people sometimes who will go over the top with me about, oh, God, Ronald is so smart. Like, Ronald is so smart. Like, he is like over the top to where I'm like, oh, hold on now. This nut was drinking his dirty bath water last night. Like, I know this fool ain't a genius. Like, this isn't Bobby Fischer who I'm raising right now. He's smart. This isn't the guy from The Smart Guy where he's going to be in high school at 9. Like, listen, I know he's smart, but come on now. Even I know you're taking this over the top. Like, listen, for me, the way I took it was, all right, like, you need to take several seats, Peter. Like, I know that Patrick has great ability, but no one here is just getting off like that, right? Like, when you hear somebody from the outside say, that's a little over the damn top. Like, calm down, man. I know Patrick's good and has a chance to be really good, but, like, slow down. No one's losing it like that. Like, that's what it made me feel like. Calm down, man. Like,
I just don't like when we all flock to it. Like, everyone in the city, because it does fit into that. Because I remember this with the Royals, and even before that with, you know, the Chiefs of man, the only time SportsCenter ever plays the Chiefs or the Royals is when they're losing. Or we never get any love from the national media. When it's warranted, you do. You do get love from the national media. Alex Smith got plenty of love early on last year when he was in the MVP category. The Royals got plenty of love when they were vying for division titles and World Series championships. Now, maybe this is me being part of the problem here, but when I hear someone lose it,
like that,
and their name is Peter Schrager, I go, well, he's just another guy. He's just like me. You know, if I lose my mind over Patrick Mahomes, what does it matter?
Peter Schrager.
I mean, it's my opinion.
NFL, good morning.
You don't even know the name of the show.
On TV every morning. You
just so what?
He's just like me.
He is.
There you go, Big Vern.
No,
Step out there, Big Vern.
It has nothing to do with it. You listening right now, you know more about Patrick Mahomes than this guy. Now, if this is Steve Young, okay. Now we're talking. If this is Nate Burleson on that same show, okay.
But
he knows what he's looking for. But the average Chiefs fan, we know more about Patrick Mahomes than Peter Schrager. Now, good for him. Congratulations.
Do you know anything about Peter Schrager?
I don't.
So how do you know?
I don't know anything about him.
This is very Steve Serta of you.
No, it's not.
This is very Steve Serta of you.
If his opinion should carry more weight than in my opinion it does, I would know something about
him. I'm not saying that his opinion carries more weight, but you just flat out there and said he doesn't know anything about
him. I didn't know.
He doesn't know as much as
we don't know how much average Chiefs fan knows.
I don't know,
more
we don't
about
know how much. Oh, we don't know how much he watches it though. Like he has been. How long has he been on the Patrick Mahomes bandwagon? He's been there pretty much from the jump. Like he's been hardcore on it from the jump.
Okay, and that tells you what you need to know.
Right out there, like he
that tells you what you need to know. He's trying to be out in front in case this kid hits. He was probably losing his mind about Ryan Tannehill 3 years ago.
Probably was. Like, my thing is, though, Vern,
you got to make waves in the national media. You got to pick a guy and ride him.
I understand why he's doing it, because it was entertaining. It was entertaining.
Well, that sounded awful.
To some. It was entertaining. I laughed.
God awful.
And, but my thing is, does that, though, sound get Chiefs fans excited? Does that get you going, yeah? To me, it'd be like, come on, man, that's over the top. Like, that's, like, kind of like those people we saw the other day where they were not just kissing. They were just going over the top and just tonguing everything.
Oh, that affair that we witnessed?
Like, I'm pretty sure we witnessed an affair.
Yeah, that was an affair.
Come on, right? Like, are we in on that? Right? If we break the breakdown, we were at breakfast. This couple that looked like they would be caught dead together.
Right.
They are sort of spotted at first. There was just a flat-out makeout session.
Yeah.
They leave.
And they're like, what, early 40s?
Yeah, yeah. They leave, and they're outside going at it again. We then talk to the waitress.
And real quick, before they went at it, they did the let's look both ways.
Yes,
they
did.
Look up and down.
Boy, they sure did. They looked up and down the street. Then we go to the waitress, and I said, man, that feels like an affair going on. What'd she say?
We all talk about it. They're in here all the time, only in the morning.
Separate cars.
Yep.
That's an affair, right? That's just not two people coming together. And just like sometimes me and my wife will meet up in separate cars.
Not every week.
Early morning. Don't have to be at the office till like 9:30.
Right. Getting it. Getting after it over some Eggs Benedict.
That's what I'm talking about. That had to be one. That was like, that's too much. That the way they was kissing, that's like new
love. So if you're concerned that your significant other is having an affair, dial us up and Serta will explain what they look like.
Oh, my God.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, back at it here. Show and Vern coming up in about 13 minutes. Vern, the best hour of radio for Show and Vern at 12 o'clock. So hang in there with us. I do want to get into this real quick because I am in a bit of a dilemma, as I generally am. I am one of the coaches of my son, Little Show's coach's pitch. We're kind of moving him up. He's four. This league is bringing like 4 to 6 coaches pitch. And our first game was Sunday.
We got a second one tonight.
And you let him go to it?
Yeah, I did let him go. He missed the practice.
Out of it.
Yeah, he missed the practice, but I did let him go to it. So this team we played Sunday, listen, these jokers was good. Like, I mean, you know, my son did record two outs.
I mean, they can field the ball.
Yeah, these jokers could hit. Somebody hit a ball to the wall. It was on the ground, but he hit that sucker hard to the wall. The wall's 124, but I don't care.
How do you know the distance?
Because I'm a coach. I'm watching it. And but then I was watching this when I was on the third base coach, and I started to notice, hold on, this team is not doing the way we do. Yeah, I send everybody that I can. This team's not doing the way that we do in every team that I thought did. They're not rotating their players to play different positions. And these kids are 4 and 5. They're having their kids just set up shop at the same. So they had the same first baseman, pitcher, the same third baseman, all this.
Because then you put the kid that can catch at first base and you crush the opposition.
So they threw us out multiple times because they never switched it. And I just noticed it about the second or third inning. I'm like,
that's baloney.
This kid keeps playing third base. And that same kid who caught that ball over his head. So what we do is we're switching all our kids around to get all our kids to have a chance to learn how to play the positions they're for. But then the competitive nature got to me in the middle of the game, and I was like talking to James, the other coach. Yeah, I'm like, hey man, what do you think we just put Max at first? Let's let Little Show just be the pitcher the whole time.
Is Max his kid?
No, Max isn't his kid, but Max is maybe one of our best kids that can catch the ball. Like, I was like, let's put Dominic at second. Like, let's put these kids.
All right, don't say the kid's name. That's out and right.
I won't. But, should we do this?
That look in your eye, you know who it is.
Oh, I know it is.
You know who
the worst thing is Little Show knows who it is. But no. So I'm thinking, like, the right in me says, let's keep doing the way we're doing it. Let these kids all have a chance to play all the different positions to learn. But then a part of me wants to come in and say, hold on. Hey, let's get this W. So, I mean, what should I do?
Like, you know, off the rundown.
Yeah, let's do this. This is Off the Rundown, sponsored by absolutely no one.
You know what you should do. Stop it.
Like, I'm serious.
Stop it, Ron.
Pepper Jack Grill, Famous Philly text line 69306. Should we continue to rotate positions?
No, you don't need to text in. I got you. Listen, the kid that...
Me and James are really mulling this over.
The kid that you, James, and your son all know should be in right field for the full 7 innings... That kid is going to have, you know what awaits that kid in Little League, in high school. You know how rough it's going to turn out for him as this road of life continues to unfurl in front of him? Man, let him have his moment at shortstop. Let him stand on the mound for a minute and watch that ball go right through his legs and then right back up the gut. You cannot. They're 4, 5, and 6.
But why did that team get, like, that really ticked?
Because that team is ran by an a-hole.
But the part of it, though, isn't there a part, though, where I'm caring about the kids and they want to win?
No.
And I'm putting them in the best position to win?
All they're thinking is how many cookies do we get?
My son knows the score. They have the score up. There's a scoreboard.
That's because his dad is.
No, they have a, yes, I'm competitive, but they have a scoreboard up. It shows the score.
That's fine. You should learn how to lose.
You play to win in all facets.
Oh, shut up. You're not even allowed. We know what you're going to say.
And that they want to play that way? Okay, fine. I'm going to get a team full of 6-year-olds.
Here we go.
I'm not
Daniel Amante that. Out there now.
Someone here, you put them in the best position to get a win, bottom line.
No, you don't.
9-1-3, bottom, play to win.
That's just so much there, really
like,
me
there,
off.
There's a part of, like, is there a part of, so should we... Like, for me,
you know the answer. And this is, you're making me mad now.
I know. I'm just – should we have – like, someone here, should we confront the other coach. I don't know if I should do that.
No, mind your damn business. Just coach your team.
But it's. I think it's kind of Bush.
Okay, fine. You have the moral high ground over that person.
But I'm just saying, we got to the third inning. I was looking at those kids' faces. Like, I thought Dominic was going to take out the kid at pitcher when he threw him out at first base, and that kid – caught it in between hop to get him out at first base.
No, he didn't.
I'm not kidding you. The pitcher short hopped it. He caught it in between hop to catch it. And Dominic,
did he hold it up?
Let me tell you how bad. This is when it changed. Give me that. For me. I'm at the third base coach. Dominic was running towards me, running back to the bench, damn near in tears. I put my hand out, said, "Hey, man, good swing, good hit." And he wanted none of it. He just walked right past
me. Because he knows who you are.
He does.
You don't mean that.
I meant it.
Mr. Ron?
I'm just saying, man,
Coach Ron?
It's bull.
Ryan steps up, throws over the middle for Ridley, who makes the catch as he falls to the ground. Calvin Ridley, 36 yards against David Emerson.
I've got to come out, and that was courtesy of the Chiefs Television Network again. I've got to come out and issue. I think apology is too strong. An omission, as we were discussing on Friday, Eric Fisher. You were making a point that I think is a good point about that the depth is an overall issue. As I was making the point that, like, this is hell in a handbasket if you lose Eric Fisher, and it's sad that he's an average player and he's so important. But you were trying to make the point of the overall depth. And there is
Quinn
nothing,
and Don, they all agreed with me.
There is nothing that overall shows that to coming into the season, and it may feel like I've picked on this kid, but it's really coming into the season to the point you've put yourself in a position that it is catastrophic. And you've got to go out and then sign people when Steve Nelson gets hurt.
And this vendetta is real that you have.
I'm just saying, man. We understand what it would be and how catastrophic it would be if Kendall Fuller got hurt. But look at David Emerson's ass. Who's worse than Steve Nelson right now? To see how bad it would be and how bad it was when Steve Nelson got hurt. It is catastrophic for this team when somebody who is as average or below average than Steve Nelson.
I got it.
I'll give it to you.
Stop and shove that right up your tailpipe. I see what he's doing, Serta. So, show presents this
what?
As if Vern, you were right
you
to
were.
Diminish what I was saying about Eric Fisher. Vern, you were so right about how the lack of depth on this roster is the true
you
problem.
Weren't. I got to give that to you.
He almost got me, Serta. He almost.
What?
You're trying to praise me so I will overlook the fact that you done did it again.
Done did what?
All this talk about Steve Nelson and then what happens in the first quarter of the game on Friday. That young man goes down with a concussion.
That was not
and
my
that
fault.
Is all your
You're
fault.
You're a son of a... You, that was not my fault. That it, don't blame this on me. We have discussed that there is no jinx with show. There's no show jinx. There's none of that stuff. We knew the Royals were going to be bad. That was not my fault that Sal got hurt. And don't put this... I forgot about... Damn it. That is
what
not
did we
my
do
fault
on Friday?
That Steve Nelson...
You went in on Stevie Nelson, and I told you that you have a vendetta. Just like Serta... Well, we all know who Serta is. But you have a vendetta against Steven Nelson.
I do not. I just think that the Chiefs are putting him in a position that is not
Let
good
me pull
for
the
him.
Curtain back real quick.
Oh,
so as Steven Nelson goes... No, not that. Steven Nelson falls to the turf with an obvious concussion. I send out a text to Show and Serta. You know, way to go, Show. You got Steven Nelson. And he, very sarcastically, I don't remember if you had the winky emoji in there, but you go, why? What happened? Wink emoji.
I didn't have an emoji in it. I had gone to the restroom during that play.
Yeah, sure. I had gone
to the restroom during that play. You're not going to put the Steve Nelson thing on me.
I think it has to go on you. It falls in a long line of, hey, you know, Salvador Perez is going to have a rough year. Tick, tick, tick. Salvi falls down the stairs.
913. Show, you're going to have to hold this one, man. Come on, man. Oh, my God. That is not on me.
You haven't praised me once in our 5 weeks on the air, and I almost was like, man, this is real nice
now
show to give me
lie,
some credit.
Serta.
And then it.
Serta, that's ding. A lie. I have praised you, Vern.
Mari Cooper got hurt yesterday, too. That's big time.
Did you just make this about yourself?
It's the same thing. You did the same thing with Steve Nelson.
I did not even say anything about hoping he goes to an injury like you did. Just go to break because I'm so confused. The best hour of Show and Vern coming up.
in 2 minutes, and I don't know what the hell Steve Cert is doing.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.